What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for my strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, my new girl and her sisters. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 36 years old and I'm madly in love with a beautiful woman who is the woman of my dreams. About 14 years ago, when I was finishing up college in Georgia, I needed two roommates to help with my rent. So I put an ad on a bulletin board at school. Back then, it was safe to do stuff like that. I got a response from two stepsisters. One was a junior and the other one was a sophomore. They both moved in and fixed up the place and gave it a feminine touch. I took a good look at them both one day and realized they were very sexy. I started studying at home more and we've had dinner together, then sit on the balcony and have a few drinks together. They flirted with me individually and I let them know individually that I was ready and willing. I started having sex with the older sister first while the younger one was in class. She had an 8 a.m. class 3 days a week, so I had the older sister 3 days a week. Months later, the younger sister walked in on me in the bathroom and she slid in the shower with me. I was having a lot of sex and I don't think the sisters knew I was doing them both. I graduated and I lost contact with them. Fast forward to present day, my new girlfriend brags about her younger sisters. She even told me their names, but it didn't register until I finally saw photos of them. Her sisters or stepsisters are my old roommates. I have slept with my girlfriend's sister. I wonder if my girl has told them about me and if they have seen my picture and have kept quiet. Is it best to tell my girl what happened 14 years ago? Please advise. Wow. What are the chances? What are the chances? You cannot make this kind of stuff up. You just can't. And I got to say to you, everyone has a past, period. Now, yours is a lot more colorful. It's a lot more crazy for sure. But you had your fun back in the day, and there's no reason to bring this up today. Here's the question. Has your girl brought it up? Has she said anything about it at all? She might already know. You never know. Here's another question. Have the sister said anything to your new girl, their stepsister or whatever? This was 14 years ago. A lot has happened since then. And although it was a big deal to you back then, the sisters may have forgotten all about you. None of you probably even look the same now. Unless you're all in the same room together with pictures of how you were back then, it may not even come up. So I just say live your life and don't worry about it. If it comes up, tell everyone you thought everybody else knew. Steve?
Sure, you lost your damn mind. What the hell? 14 years ago, two women, don't nobody remember nothing. Everybody's stupid. Now, let me tell you what he gonna have to do. He gonna have to be stupid. This right here is a disaster in the making. This is when your past come back to bite you in your you've heard it. This is exactly it. But now, bruh, you can, this is the attitude you gotta take. 14 years ago, you did this. You had no idea of the upcoming connection. So, ignorance is bliss. Usually they say ignorance is not an excuse, but you gonna have to make it one. Listen to me, dog. Listen to me carefully. Don't you listen to what Shirley just told you. If you think three women ain't gonna remember something, you done lost your damn mind. I don't know a woman that even know how to forget. Y'all don't really think women forget. I don't think they know how. That's a skill set that all of them have. And they have a memory so keen, they can tell you what shirt you had on when you told a lie. There ain't a woman that done forgot that. When the last time you heard a woman say, "What? I forgot all about that." If she say that, she lying. Especially when it come to who they done slept with. How the hell a woman done forgot that? You know, most women ain't garden tools. Most women are not garden tools. So women will know who they slept with. And they see you again 14 years later. Shirley said y'all might not even look alike. Y'all might even look the same. You ain't changed that damn much. Now, I'll admit, I've seen some women in my past that I cannot believe it was me. I have seen that now. They've come to shows. "Hey, Steve, remember me?" And I went, "I'll be damn God." It's like, I can't say that. It's like a lot of things. I'll tell you all this off the air. But they gonna know. Now, what I'm going to tell you when we come back is how you need to handle it when they bring it to you. But right now, shut your mouth. Don't bring it up. Shut your mouth. Now, when it do come up, and it's going to come up, I promise you that. Prepare for that. Uncle Steve gonna tell you exactly what you need to do when it come up. But you don't bring it up. You don't know nothing. Shut your mouth. But know this, as soon as they see you, they're going to know exactly who your ass is. And that's when you're going to have to do what Uncle Steve say. Coming up next, what to do when all three sisters is in the same room.
You heard Steve. We'll have part two of his response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my new girl and her sisters. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is my new girl and her sisters.
All right, now let me quickly take you through something I didn't. So I'll just give you a recap of this letter. This dude, 14, he's 36 years old. He's madly in love with this beautiful woman, who is the woman of his dreams. Oh, he doesn't matter. This is it. He wants a man. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. He gonna ask his girl. This is the woman he been looking for. But 14 years ago, when he's finishing up school in Georgia, he put an ad on the bulletin board that he needed a couple of roommates to help him with his rent. Well, his two stepsisters applied for the job. One was a junior, and the other was a sophomore. So they both moved in. They fixed up their place. They put a nice feminine touch to it. But then you said one day you took a good look at both of them and realized they was very sexy. It didn't take, you know, a couple days to know that, dog. When they was putting, hanging all that stuff on the wall, lifting their arms up, you saw it. So you started studying at home more just to be around them. Then y'all been on the balcony, have some drinks. They flirted with you individually, and I let them know individually I was ready and willing. So you started having sex with the older sister first because she had a, she was available. She, the younger one had an 8 a.m. class 3 days a week. So I had the older sister 3 days a week. Months later, the younger sister walked on me in the bathroom and slid into the shower with me. Now you doing everybody. You doing the whole family. I was having a lot of sex. I was doing both of them. You graduated and you lost contact with them. This is the key information for you. After graduation, you lost contact with them. Very good. Use this letter as evidence when you get busted. Cause you're gonna get busted. Fast forward to present day, my girlfriend brags about her youngest sister. She even told me their names, but it ain't registered till you saw photos of them. Shirley just said they probably don't even look the same. You ain't gonna know. You saw the photo, that's them. I wonder if my girl has told them about me and if they have seen my picture and have kept quiet. Is it best to tell my girl what happened 14 years ago? Please advise. All right, now let's get to this. You're gonna get busted. Y'all all gonna be there together. Listen to Uncle Steve. You don't know none of them. You ain't never seen them before.
What?
Yeah. Georgia, using college, Georgia where? You had some roommates. Y'all was the roommates. Hello. And you are? Hey, never, how you doing? So you ain't never seen them. You don't know what they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a distant memory for you. You are foggy, amnesia. You don't even recognize them. It ain't mean nothing to you. You don't know them. And if they bring it up that y'all had sex together, listen to me. Be appalled. What?
Like what? Like what? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you and I. Yeah. Remember in the shower at that time?
In what shower?
What?
What, you know, damn shower? Where?
Mm-hmm. When we were
I don't even like sex in the shower. I don't even like that. Plus, if I get soap on me.
After dinner, the drinks, you don't remember that? You
the
don't
drinks?
Yeah.
We was drinking?
On the balcony.
Me.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Yeah,
lady,
yes.
Who are you?
I'm your roommate. Remember, I came in with my sister. We fixed up the place. You needed two roommates. You put the
I had some roommates back then. Yeah, I had some roommates back then.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
It wasn't y'all, though.
Yeah, it was. We remember you.
No. What was your major? Just be real. Just be real, because they say stupid
stuff.
What was your major?
Communication. Remember?
Communication. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm in advertising. I ain't even doing you do that right there. Listen to me, bruh. Complete denial, complete amnesia. You didn't do her girl. You didn't do her sisters. You don't know nothing about this. And then when they all crash in on you and they bust you, now this is when you got to start coming a little clean.
Like?
It seems like I remember something like that.
Look vaguely familiar.
But I was so young then. Mm. You know I was on drugs, don't you? Yeah, I've been
You're
to rehab.
You're really stretching out that line.
That whole life was a blur for me. I never told you that, but it was a blur for me. So glad. And then here go the good one. Hey, you know what? I'm saved
what?
Now, so I don't even know. I'm saved now. The Lord saved me. Put a bunch of watchtowers around on your coffee table. Just all of them.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.